Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the severity and intensity of a believer's ordeal and his test that he undergoes in his life. You know, this is a topic which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, we read the following in one verse of the Holy Quran. God Almighty says, Do you suppose that you shall enter paradise, though there has not yet come to you the likes of what befell those who went before you? Stress and distress befell them, and they were convulsed, until the apostle and the faithful who were with him said, "When will Allah's help come? Look, Allah's help is indeed near." Right. So this verse indicates the fact that, you know, all of the believers, they will be tested, they will be tried, and in these times of trials and tribulations and ordeals, they should seek the help from Allah, because the help of Allah is very near. Now, in the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "Verily, the ordeal is faster in descending upon a pious believer than rain to the bottom of the earth." Right? It comes fast down upon the believer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "The prophets have the hardest ordeals from among people, then their successors, then they scale down according to their piety." Right? So the theme here is that closer you are to Allah, the more intense and severe will be the trials that you have to go through. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "Verily, a believer is tested with all calamities and dies in any kind of death, but he does not kill himself." So this is a beautiful hadith in the sense that it also alludes to the fact that no matter how hard the believer is tried, and no matter the intensity of the trials that he goes through, the believer will never kill himself, and he will never commit suicide. It's a very beautiful hadith. It's very relevant today, especially during this time where suicide has become one of the number one causes of death amongst young people. I mean, it's not that much prevalent in Muslim societies, but it has become a problem in all places. Of course, this does not detract from the fact that sometimes our evil actions also lead to the onset of ordeals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "Allah Most High revealed to Prophet Job, 'Do you know what your sin against me was that brought ordeals down upon you?' He said, 'No.' God said, 'You entered the court of the Pharaoh and uttered two flattering words.'" Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the severity of a believer's ordeals in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد